It is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Shirtleap, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and we are live from, man, it looks like it is going to be a perfect night for a baseball game.
Yeah.
Maybe another blowout, possibly. That would be nice. Durbin predicted it on our show hours ago.
Yeah.
But we shall see. My goodness, it is a wonderful day also to raise money for the Jimmy Fund. We are at the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and that number keeps getting bigger on the board over there. We are at $3.7 million, which is absolutely unbelievable. We are on our way. Hopefully we can set the record tonight. Let's see if there's anybody listening. If there's anybody who wants to just who goes by the name Anonymous
and
wants
Anonymous to throw in like, $2 million?
Yeah, another nice $2 million to put us over the top. That would be awesome, but you don't have to be a millionaire to do that. $5, whatever it takes. They will obviously be happy to take your donation. You can donate by calling 877-738-1234 or jimmyfund.org, or you can text any amount. Just text the word KCANCER to 56512. We've obviously had a bunch of athletes on. The Red Sox have been great. But the thing that really is hitting home is people who have been through the experience of being a part of Dana-Farber, being treated by Dana-Farber, hearing their stories. And right now, we have Summer Hofelt with us. Hello, Summer.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. And Summer, you're here with your father, Robert.
That's right.
Excellent. And your doctor from Dana-Farber, Aaron Perry. Dr. Perry, thank you so much for joining us. Summer, I was reading your story. And first of all, congrats. You are 4 years right now?
Just about in September, yes.
All right. Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
That's great.
Thank you.
I read your story. And to be honest, it's one of the scarier ways that I have that I've read that somebody found out that they were sick.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, would you mind kind of telling us what happened there?
Yeah. So I had just started my job in Boston, and I was visiting my grandmother on the Cape one Sunday, and out of nowhere, all of a sudden, I totally collapsed. And I remember I was trying to calm. I was, as the world kind of was getting further away when I was in the middle of passing out, I tried to call my mom, but I couldn't, I was incoherent, I couldn't speak, and then I totally fell down, collapsed, and I kind of came to, and I made myself flat and came to a little bit, and then my grandmother is super smart, and she was like, "We're going to the emergency room."
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So, because I don't pass out ever. And so went to the emergency room. And prior to this, I had no symptoms of really anything, really some night sweats once. But I didn't think it was serious, or I didn't think it was really anything. And so when I showed up at the emergency room in Falmouth, the doctor sat next to me, and I thought he was going to tell me I was dehydrated that day.
Yeah.
But he said I had a chest X-ray, and there was a massive tumor in and around my like heart and thoracic cavity. And they said, "We're going to send you to Brigham and Women." I said, "Do I need to make an appointment?" They were like, "Nope, the ambulance is out back. We're on your way right now."
Wow.
So I went to Brigham and Women, and eventually was after like tons of testing and biopsies, I was diagnosed with primary mediastinal B-cell lymphoma, mm-hmm. and was moved to the Dana-Farber floor on Brigham and Women's on the Brigham and Women Hospital at Dana-Farber floor. Yeah,
is that when you met Dr. Perry?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
awesome. And Dr. Perry, you know, we've been talking to the patients and their doctors today, and it's truly amazing how Dana-Farber, when somebody goes there, it's more than just somebody who gets treated and then you're out the door. It's a real relationship. Can you kind of talk about what you've been able to build together for all of these years with Summer?
Yeah, so it's a real privilege to be able to do what we do, get to meet people when they're getting such a, you know, difficult news and be able to give them a lot of hope. And so over the past several years, I've gotten to know Summer well and her family, and it's really been a wonderful relationship. I've enjoyed getting to know her, getting to see her make it through treatment and really thrive, and accomplish so many wonderful things.
And Summer, like, it's more than just this is your doctor, right?
Much, much more. They're definitely my doctor and all my nurses, my whole entire team over at Dana-Farber. They're like, I'm so close with them, and they're the best people ever.
So, Dad, when you see your daughter going through this, you know, it's obviously a tough thing for, I'm sure, any father. But when you see what she has done and how she's treated at a place like Dana-Farber, what is that? How do you feel?
Well, I mean,
you feel very, very helpless, first of all, but then you have trust and the confidence that the staff and the physicians have, it's pretty obvious, and it's the thing that makes me trust.
Yeah.
Because they speak slowly, they speak intentionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hanging on to every word for just a little bit of hope. And it's not hope. It's there's real knowledge and belief there.
Yeah.
It's not like luck.
Yes.
But there is some luck. But nobody's gambling with luck. They're working with what they know.
You know, Dr. Perry, the one thing that I've seen from Dana-Farber is that it's not always plan A that works, but it always seems that you always have a plan B, C, and if there has to be, you can create something that hasn't happened. That just seems to be the type of knowledge that you have collectively between all of the staff there, is that even if it's something you've never seen before, you have enough people there that can figure out some sort of way to treat this. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think one of the things we're really lucky is to be in an environment where we're surrounded by experts all the time. We have each other, and we have this amazing community. And what we have to offer patients is getting better and better in terms of not even just what's approved and what is available, but the clinical trials and the new things that are coming. So we have lots of hope for the future, too, in terms that we're going to be able to offer patients better and better things. And that's why this and so many other things that support the Jimmy Fund are so important.
Yeah,
Summer, how's your life just changed? I mean, looking back on it, like the perspective on everything you do in life, it's got to be just...
I mean, when I was diagnosed, I was 22 years old, and I'm 27 now, and it's given me a completely different outlook on life, and I'm really thankful, and I try to be really intentional and thankful for all the things that I have in my life, and I'm so grateful for my family and my support system, and I really just want to be able to give back to like my doctors and nurses, seriously, like in every possible way I can. I was asked to do this. I was like, of course I want to help more. Yeah. Because they saved my life. It's the literal least I can do.
Yeah, can I ask you, because this is like a thing that when somebody goes through what you went through, and Dad, this is for you too. Like, does it put in perspective the things you used to worry about before this happened and the things you worry about afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm like, things aren't that serious. Like things are going to be okay. That's actually, like, when I was in the emergency room and they told me that I have a tumor in my chest, it was the scariest thing I've ever gotten in my life. But as soon as they told me that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be okay. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be okay. And I've found that I'm a super strong person, and my family's even stronger. I feel like I'm really empowered, honestly.
Well, I've been reading about just, you know, you are somebody who is very active. You know, I saw kayaking, scuba diving, things like that. But you also afterwards did the Pan Mass Challenge.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So I find this so fascinating. When somebody goes through treatment like this, and then they have their first big athletic thing that has faced their way, how much more does that mean to do something like that after you've gone through what you went through?
It's we did it again this year, actually, and when we're biking, and it's all about the community, and it's who's pushing you through, and when you're doing it, it's like, I can do hard things, we can do hard things.
Yeah.
And so when we're going up that a millionth hill, probably, we're like, wow, like we can do it, we've done harder things. And also, if you need to take a break from the like on the road, it's like, we can stop and pause this. You can't stop treatment. So
right.
What, I can take a break if I want to take a break.
But what's that finish line like? Like when you do it for the first time?
We got to go over together, and
yep. Oh, that's cool. So you guys, and Dad both together did it. That's got to be great for you too.
Well, it was just nice to stop riding. It really was. And it's a long, long way. I was done. I got over that finish line. 4 seconds later, I'm out of the seat. I'm
shoes
standing.
Are off.
Shoes are off.
Do you get mad at the people who do the e-bikes? I find that, like, I know they're raising money and all, but that almost seems unfair.
I'm good with that. I think that's great. I love the purpose of this thing.
Them.
This isn't. It's not a competition.
Oh,
it's not
there's
a competition.
Party. It's got to be. My legs are flaming right now. now. This is
if it were, I would be losing.
Real quick, Doc, the dollars, like what do they mean for your research, and what have you seen over the last couple of years and like advancements in your field?
Yeah, I think that even just since I became an attending oncologist, the number of new things that we've seen come along is amazing.
Yeah.
Things that we couldn't previously were thought to be undruggable are now being able to be drugged. Immunotherapy has advanced in leaps and bounds. And we still have a lot of work to do, figure out which patients benefit from which therapies and continue to innovate so that we have something always to offer everybody.
And that's where this money goes. I mean, that's that we've spoken with the president of Dana-Farber, and, we talked obviously about the new building, which is going to be unbelievable. But the research, the access to these trials, things that are made by, the brilliant minds we were talking about at Dana-Farber that you just can't get anywhere else. I've said it 1,000 times during this telephone. I'm going to say it again. If you're going to get sick, Boston is the best place to do it because you've got the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund right down the street. And truly, it's access to, it's more than just the trials and things too. It's that personal care we've been talking about, the relationship between you two. Yeah. Which is awesome. And it's good to see it here. And Summer, thank you for telling your story.
Yeah, thank you.
And by the way, congrats on being healthy. And
thank you.
And Dad, hopefully the legs have, they're not on fire anymore for the PanMass Challenge. But we appreciate it. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Every story like yours helps that board go up even more. We're at $3.7 million. And we will take your calls because we got these great volunteers right across from us who are going to be able to take your donation. 877-738-1234. Also, JimmyFund.com. And you can text KCANCER to 56512 and donate any amount there. Thank you once again. We truly appreciate it, Summer. And we will be right back.